This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
To more of the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Keys Studios with you. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brown Liquor Music Hour. Chuck Rhodes gets first requests. Little upbeat Stevie Wonder from Do I Do. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Do you still play Christmas music? Do you still listen to any Christmas music?
I will. I'll let it ride out until the new year.
Yeah, that's what my daughter and I kind of do is we listen to, you know, and I've got Sirius XM, so we listen to like three or four different channels that are on there and stuff. And but I think you listen to Christmas music, you know, because I was debating about whether or not I was going to play a Christmas song, and I was like, let me just play something, you know, more traditional, you know, non-Christmassy. But but anyway, so we're at least of the same mindset. So, all right, speaking of mindsets, Arthur Smith today. So Dukes and Bell were up in Flowery Branch, as they always are on Wednesdays, and they got a chance to sit down with the head coach. And obviously, look, a feel-good time because – Falcons had really their most complete game of the year that they played. Again, maybe the most complete game that they've played under Arthur Smith. So here's what Arthur had to say. Here's Dukes and Bell talking about how Indy being the most complete game all year.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't disagree there. I've always said this. I mean, you felt it. You know, it was a long bye week after Arizona, right? You lose two games. Pretty similar to Tampa and Carolina. I mean, they all have their own story, but you – late in the game, and so, you know, you're going to find out about yourself and what your culture really is. Everyone wants to talk about culture and whatever buzzword they steal, process, right, that stole from Alabama. But you're going to find out about your culture when you hit adversity. And I was very confident, guys. I mean, the way they've worked all year, like you said, and they were ready to go. It means a lot to this team, and it was a good Indy team coming in there. And you're right, we took care of business. We finally, you know, played what I felt in sync in all three phases. Played momentum off each other, handled situational football.
Well, here's the thing. Now you got to do it two more weeks. You know, that's the key is, you know, Arthur Smith has never won three games in a row since he's been the head coach of the Falcons, but they have to. Like, now they have to string together three wins in a row, and that hasn't happened. So, you know, again, I talked about this at the beginning of the show. What frustrates you is you see that they can do these things. And you don't have to have 500 yards from your quarterback and this, that, and the other. You know, again, Heinicke threw for 229, but he averaged 7 yards an attempt. He didn't turn the football over, and he was 60-something, 7% completion percent. Like, if you can do that, don't turn the football over, be efficient, and get some yard. Like, that's their way of winning. And then they run it for 170, you know, yards, and you're 6 yards in a time. I mean, that's Falcons football. That's the way you win if you're the Atlanta Falcons. Here's Arthur talking about being able to sustain drives versus Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, you can cut numbers up however you want. And in some games, we've had a bunch of 400-yard games and hadn't been scoring. Some have been turnovers, so you have short possessions. Anytime you can get into drives, you're going to have more opportunities. So I tell you guys, like, you know, you're a receiver and you block well in the run game and they lead the first downs, you're going to get more opportunities to catch the ball. And what was cool about that game is everybody got involved. And there were some things that Indy was doing early on. We thought we came out in a little more tempo, got in a rhythm, and it was pretty. You know, it's jump up, playing plays off plays. I mean, they try to give us a different look. We progress. We hit Scotty, get on the ball. Bijan pops a run, get on the ball, hit Kyle on the corner route, and kind of got us going. You know, it was kind of a spark, good early momentum.
Well, look. Running the football, staying ahead of the chains for this offense is the whole key. Like, they have to be able to accumulate some yards on first down. They can't get into second and 15, you know, and that's not just because they don't run the football. Dumb penalties, shoot themselves in the foot, a fumble that loses you 8 yards, take a sack. Like, those are all the dumb plays that get you, behind the chains. And this offense is not built. And I don't care how many skill position people that they have. If you don't have the quarterback, it doesn't matter. Like, you're finding that out, that you have to, again, you have to have quarterback first and foremost, okay? Then you got to have an offensive line that can protect your quarterback. Then you got to have a defensive line that can get after the quarterback. Get those three things right. You can figure out everything else. You can figure out everything. But if you don't have those three things, you can't be a successful franchise. Here's Arthur talking about Bijan having a great season and all the other rookies.
Yeah, which is understandable. I mean, you take these guys high, and they're, you know, they've all been so young coming in the NFL. And it's, you know, even Kyle, you can feel him getting somewhat back, right? I mean, you forget about Kyle, right? He breaks the rookie record.
Yep.
You know, last year, you know, it was Chicago when he got hurt. And it's been a long journey back for Kyle, but he's been out there. He hasn't been trying to take – you got to give him a lot of credit. And what you're seeing late in the year is he's kind of getting back into sync. And then, you know, somebody gave me a stat the other day. I think Drake tied the most receptions in the first 2 years. It may not feel it, but there is, you know, Tyler, you talk about now Bijan. I mean, Matt Burge played well this year. It's a good thing when you're not talking about linemen, and he's – It's been awesome to watch because he's getting the tough matchups. Anybody does. They put interior rusher. They usually go after the rookie. It's like you want to put Lindstrom, Bergeron, and Quinnen Williams, and obviously Buckner last week. But ultimately, you know, it's when you're losing these close games and there's frustration and there's a lot of – and you get it. Our job is to win games. And we got a huge one Sunday at Chicago.
I mean, I understand all that. I'd rather have a 10-12 sack guy in my first couple of years. Like, again – and it's been better, no doubt about it, okay? Some of those guys aren't going to be around, though, a whole lot longer. Calais Campbell's not on a 10-year contract. He's not in the prime of his career. You know, it's and you got to hope Ebba Cady and some of these guys continue to grow and mature because that's the guys that I got to get. And you feel better, Ebba Cady, Zach Harrison, like those guys, if they can figure things out, they can – be a part of the real solution to continue in this run. It's nice that we did it 1 year, okay? But you got to be able to sustain it. The good franchises sustain it. So that's where I want to see more of those kinds of guys. But anyway, here's Arthur talking about on how he's not coaching any different considering he's under pressure.
I mean, I think you learn from all your experiences. And I have always believed pressure is a privilege. Nothing makes me, I guess, more sick to my stomach than to get people. You get to do this in pro football. I talked about it a lot last week. And, you know, we talk about mindset. And when you're really thinking about it, like, you got to love what you're doing. This is the National Football League. You signed up for pro football. Like, it comes with the territory.
Right.
When somebody sits there and acts like a victim, I mean, I just roll my eyes. Like, screw that. You know, find out what you're about. You want to be judged. You want to be challenged. And there's nothing better, right? You get last week and guys show you who they are. But now it's our job. Now you got to do it again. But that you should embrace that. And that's what makes you feel good. We got the right guys here. In terms of that, no, I think there's a lot of lessons learned. It's certainly different when you're a head coach, and you just got to know yourself. Being a head coach and a play caller is different than just being the offensive coordinator. And there's been some lessons I've learned and, you know, a lot of self-reflection. And I need to get, and I, you know, as you study things, and I think getting back to that mindset, you know, where you're able to manage a game, but also when there's trust out there with the players and you feel like you're in sync, that's what it felt like last week for sure.
Well, look, I mean, he knows his owner isn't going to make a knee-jerk reaction, okay? So that should give him some confidence. And as I said, I think Arthur Blank is looking for every reason to keep him. And I would hope that, at a minimum, Arthur Blank has sat down Arthur Smith and said, look, give me a reason to keep you. Give me the reasons to keep you. You don't have to be under pressure, but give me the reasons because I want to keep you. But if this thing goes off the rails, then we have to have a different conversation. So I think that he is, you know, when you have an owner like that, and again, I know people disagree, like, ah, he should just fire everybody and all that. And again, Arthur should sell the team. Like, why would Arthur sell the team? Like, what is that? And again, who's arbitrarily just going to buy the Falcons, right? Like, who's just got $6 billion just laying around that can buy the Falcons? By the way, you understand in the NFL, and you know in Pittsburgh, they had to change up the rules, okay? Yeah. So you can't have a corporation that owns an NFL team. It has to be an individual that either by himself or led through a group can own a franchise. But it used to be 60% liquid of sole ownership. Like liquid sole ownership in a NFL team. They changed that when old man Rooney died, when Art Rooney died, because the family would have lost it because they didn't have enough money to be an NFL owner. And the only reason is they dropped that percentage that you had to have from 60 down to 30. That's why in the NFL, you have a face of your franchise. Again, Warwick Dunn's got a piece, and this guy's got a piece. But your face of your franchise is Arthur Blank. Why would Arthur Blank sell the team? And there aren't those kind of guys. Well, you just have Bernie Marcus. Bernie Marcus probably doesn't want to own it. I mean, again, it's just people come up with these crazy things. Here's Arthur talking about seeing the defense getting six sacks on Sunday.
Well, Well, all we've tried to do here, when you're talking about building and developing, a lot of people say that, but do you really have a plan to have these guys? And some things get accelerated. You get injuries, you know, it doesn't, and you got to adapt, but a lot of these guys play the long game. I mean, look at Clark right now.
Looks good.
You know, Helms, you know, he's been a huge plus, accelerated, you know, where he's allowed Richie to play a different role, which I thought that was a good role for Richie last week, and you see some of his strengths, and these are good problems to have. And Zach, you know, his opportunities, he's got more, and he's slow and steady, right? Wins the race, and he's done a great job all year. We talked about Burge and obviously Bijan, and it fires you up as you're seeing those developments. And then I talked about shared accountability, about how do you get more pressure? Well, you get them in more obvious pass situations. So when you're not protecting a three-point lead, four-point, and you're protecting 16, 19, now they become one-dimensional and good mix of rush and pressure, and that's what it's supposed to look like. But again, if you don't do your job on offense or special teams, then you're defending something different. Just like we still had to defend the run late in the Tampa game. Well, if you're up eight, now you make them a little more one-dimensional, certainly if you're up two possessions.
Well, listen, and this is what we talk about, sacking the quarterback. You know, down in distance, making a team become one-dimensional. Second and 17, you're a one-dimensional offense now. I don't care how good you run the football, you're a one-dimensional offense at that point when you're second and 17. So again, it is a key. That's why when you can continually sack the quarterback, you win football games. All right, here's Arthur talking about the need to self-evaluate after every season.
Well, I mean, every year, I mean, you know, obviously your priority is the season, and you set up your calendar. There's discussions all the time about future plans. I mean, there was talks last year about, yeah, here's our week went into 22 season, knowing that what we wanted to do in the offseason of 23, and that kind of happens, and then there's stuff going on behind the scenes that you're working through. But as a coach, you're locked into the season, but you're aware of plans that we've had going in this year, what's it going to look like in 24. And but those will be normal standard procedures. You every year you got to self-reflect and evaluate, no matter how long you're in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know Arthur knows that. I don't think he senses that the end is near, but he knows he's got to get things figured out. He knows. And look, did you see Terry Bradshaw over the weekend, how he just railed on Arthur Smith?
Yeah.
And I can understand, and I asked the same question, because I tweeted out like a few weeks ago, I guess we went back on our word about not doing musical chairs at quarterback, right? And look, but when you're fighting for your life, hey, man, there's going to be some victims in all this. All right, let's go to number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Number eight, here's Arthur talking about the Bears know exactly what their strengths on offense are.
Yeah, I think what you're seeing, certainly lately, they got a formula with, kind of fits the kind of climate they're playing in. They have a really good rushing attack, and Justin's got 600 yards. I mean, some of it's design runs. Certainly, that they found success in that last year. That was big before we played them. You still see a little bit of it where he's hurting people, too, is on those third down play extensions. Hard guy to tackle in the pocket, and he's got a good job, got a good feel to get out there. And then they got three runners. They rotate in there, and they take pride in it. And so they've gotten the games they've won lately, they've gotten leads early, kind of slowed it down with the rushing attack, and then defensively, good mix of pressure. Obviously getting sweat there, changed a little bit. He's added to the rush, but they will pressure you. Similar to Indy, some zones, so some teams have gotten down. They pass it a lot, and the numbers-wise, they're top rushing defense. But, some of things they've done well is the style of play. Long drives, they get a lead, they've been taking the ball. You know, even when it hasn't been windy, sometimes people do that as a strategy so you can pick which way you want to kick in the second half. And, you know, we've got a good challenge. I mean, we got to stop their rushing attack. There's multiple ways to do it. And we need to run the ball well. I mean, I think they've had four games where teams have gone over 100 yards rushing. They've lost three of the four. The one game they won, Detroit, recently, I think there was a couple turnovers. And so it's a good challenge. A little bit like Cleveland. You know, okay. Cleveland was coming in last year. And, you know, if we can stop their run and we can stay balanced and put a dent in their rush game, and that's kind of what it's going to come down to.
Well, again, the biggest difference for the Chicago Bears of late and why they've all of a sudden become a top five defense in the league, not overall for the season, but in the last handful of weeks, because Montez Sweat. And he's got 12 and a half sacks. Where's Montez Sweat? What state is he from?
I'll do you one even better, Chuck. Guess who went to school with Montez Sweat?
Oh, really? Okay.
He's a Stevenson Jaguar, just like myself.
Okay. So that's like near Albany, right?
No, it's, huh? it's right there in Stone Mountain.
Oh, okay.
About 20 minutes
could
away
we have,
from Atlanta.
Could we have given up a second-round pick and gotten Montez Sweat?
I think they should have.
Well, you know, again, he was going to cost money, so... We can have $64 million safeties, but we can't sacrifice a second-round pick for a guy that gets you 12 and a half sacks. Anyway.
Right.
Okay, I guess I don't know anything about football, but anyway. All right, when we get back, it'll be time for That's Life. I've got Pornhub's most popular searches for 2023. We'll see if you can guess at some of these, plus our top 10 as well. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. Skip and we dip. What if the world could be better than getting together?
Yeah. Are you ready? Back with more John.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. 9:23 in the Kia Studios. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Dom, as we just finished up Christmas here. So a few years ago, from the movie Home Alone. Okay.
Right.
When Marv, who's the other guy beside not Joe Pesci, but the other burglar. Okay.
The Sticky Bandits.
Yes. So, do you remember when he got hit in the face with that iron?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that sold a couple of years ago at auction. It's made of polyfoam. So the whole thing is polyfoam. Yeah. So obviously, that doesn't actually hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But it sold a couple of years ago for $16,640.
Whew.
Now, I would tell you in today's marketplace, that's probably $50,000, $60,000. Because, again, these auction items are just ridiculous how expensive they're getting. But $16,000... for a foam iron.
For an iron that doesn't work. Like for fake iron.
Yeah, for a foam iron. Like that's just crazy. All right, have you got a pen?
Yes, I do.
All right. How Southern are you?
Okay.
1 point. 1 point for each of these foods that you've tried, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
So, peach cobbler.
Got it.
Sweet tea.
Yep.
Chicken and dumplings.
Yep.
Cornbread.
Yep.
Gumbo.
Yep.
Frog legs,
yep.
Chicken fried steak,
mm-hmm.
Hush puppies,
mm-hmm.
White gravy,
yep.
Grits,
yep.
Oyster salad,
nah.
Congealed salad, I don't know what that is.
No.
Fried green tomatoes,
no.
Pickled pig's feet,
no.
Red eye gravy,
mm-mm.
Chess pie,
mm-mm.
Turnip greens,
okay.
Hoppin' John,
nope.
Chicken livers,
mm-mm.
Tomato sandwich.
Yes.
Rabbit stew.
No, but I would.
Red beans and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Brunswick stew.
Nope.
Corn pudding.
Nope.
Fatback.
No.
Fried bologna.
Okay.
Fried okra.
Yeah.
Boiled peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Chitlins.
Ugh. Oh, no.
Pear salad.
Yes.
Butter beans.
Yes.
Jambalaya.
Of course.
Deviled eggs.
Love them.
Po' boys.
Mm-hmm.
Fried gizzards.
Nah.
Coca-Cola cake.
No.
Gator tail.
Yes, it's delicious.
Pokey salad, okay. Or poke salad,
mm-hmm.
And ambrosia.
I've never had ambrosia.
How many did you have
23.
On there? 23. Okay, so here's what they say. 1 to 5, you might be a Yankee. 6 to 10, how's your mom and how's your mom and them?
Okay.
11 to 15, born and breded, mm-hmm. And 16+. Show enough Southern. Now, I fall into that 16+
yeah.
category as well.
Yeah.
I've had gator. The weird ones. I've had gator. I tried chitlins one time, and I just about threw up.
My great-grandmother, Vivian Ray, love her to pieces. She cooks chitlins all the time when we go back home to Chicago.
Does she load them up with hot sauce? Because that's the only way you get through it.
I can't do it.
I've not had rabbit stew, but I have had rabbit. I have had rabbit before. Pickled pig's feet.
I can't do it.
I can't get past looking at them in the jar.
Yeah, they just look. Yeah, in the jar too. They look gross.
Yes, I mean that's. But most of this other stuff, I've tried fried green tomatoes, but I don't like fried green tomatoes. I mean, I don't. Fatback, I've definitely tried. Mm-hmm. Like Fatback.
One of my favorite things on that list is frog legs. I think frog legs do not get the love they deserve. Frog legs are delicious.
I have had frog legs multiples of times. I'm not a liver or gizzards kind of person either.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, you can cook them with the meat like a turkey. I mean, you keep the gizzards and the lizards and the zippers and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. So, all right, there you go. We did lose one of the famous brothers of all time today, Tom Smothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd have to be kind of an older guy to understand the Smothers Brothers because the Smothers Brothers was a very popular TV show right late 60s, early 70s, right about the time of the Vietnam War.
Okay.
And they were actually kicked off of air. One of the most popular shows on CBS at the time, they were kicked off air because of how political their humor and everything became. Tom and Dick Smothers. The Smothers Brothers, like Comedy Hour. But they were a very political comedy act. Like they really pushed kind of the envelope. And again, you know, when you're talking about 67, 68, 69, like that's the most transformative period really of America. Like, I mean, that's such a transformative period. But they were one of the great comedy acts of all time. But they were like one of the most popular shows on television at the time, and CBS ended up kicking them off their air. So RIP to the great Tom Smothers. Happy birthday today to Bill Goldberg. We're going to talk about Bill Goldberg here in just a little bit when we get back because Bill Goldberg had some interesting comments about one of Vince McMahon. So tonight's top 10 list, in honor of the Smothers Brothers, and we also talked about the Kelseys earlier.
Yep.
Your top 10 favorite brother combination. Doesn't matter what it is, your favorite brother combinations. And when I say brother, I don't mean Randy Mack or Hugh Douglas. I mean actual siblings.
Yeah, actual siblings.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then if
the floor is yours, Dom.
Here we go. So I got my 10 here. These are not in any particular order. A lot of sports ones for me, obviously. I got Rondé and Tiki Barber on my list. I have the Kelseys, obviously. We talked about the Currys.
Yep, I've got them, too.
Me being a little bit younger, I actually have the Jonas Brothers on my list.
Oh, okay.
I do. I like their music. I actually like their music. They're my era.
Listen, a couple years ago, my theme song was That Sucker.
I mean, that was... They put together some good hits.
Yes.
The Mannings, obviously.
Yeah.
Love Peyton, love Eli. I got the Hemsworths in my list.
Tahor and everybody else.
Yeah, yes. even Liam, who kind of gets forgotten in their brother trio.
Yeah, that's right. Because again, the one is a Marvel guy, and then the one has been in the Expendables and the Hunger Games and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. So let's see here. What I said, Tiki and Rondé. I got the Kelseys, Currys, Jonas, the Joneses. That's John Bones Jones, Chandler Jones. They are related. Actually, they are part of All three brothers, actually. There's another one that's in the NFL as well.
Okay.
Their dad has to be, like, the most proud dad in the world. All of your sons are professional athletes. So I like
I don't know. Archie's probably pretty proud.
Yeah, him as well. I went a little off the board and had some fun with it here. I had the Mario Brothers.
Okay.
And then I also have the Wayans Brothers, comedy reasons.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And then, of course, I have the Murphys, Eddie and Charlie, RIP to Charlie Murphy.
Yes, the late, great Charlie Murphy.
Absolutely. I also have an honorable mention, even though they are not actually related, just because it's ridiculous how much they look alike and someone's dad was fooling around. Javier Bardem and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. If you ever just look at them next to each other, I legitimately can't tell them apart.
Well, isn't
sometimes.
He born in Spain?
I think so. I believe Javier Bardem is.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It's just for them to not be related at all, for them to look as similar as they do.
Maybe their dad got all around.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he was dropping seed in America. Because I think Jeffrey Dean Morgan is American.
Yes.
But I think Javier Bardem was born in Spain.
Yeah.
I think he's from Spain. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think he was born in Spain. So.
They look just alike, though.
Okay. The Steiner brothers.
Love it.
I've got the Kelseys on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Mannings on my list as well. The Harbaughs, Jim and John.
Yes, of course.
I like the Harbaughs. I think John is one of the better coaches of all time in the NFL. The Wilkins brothers, Gerald and Dominique. Obviously, you know, Dominique Wilkins here,
yeah,
but Gerald also his brother. I can't even read my writing on here now. Owen and Bret Hart, had to have them on the list. The Everly Brothers, famous singing duo, who were the most successful duo until Hall & Oates took over. But they're not brothers. They're not, and they're not even friends anymore. So anyway, Dory Jr. and Terry Funk. The Funks.
Okay.
Dory Sr., their father. The Allman Brothers.
Okay.
Dwayne and Greg. And then, what did I write down there?
As we're going through this now, a bunch of are starting to hit me. Like, I want to say, like, the Hardy Brothers.
Oh, yeah. The Necros. The Necros.
Yeah.
And then I said the Wilkins as well on there, so I was all over the board. Plenty of wrestlers on there too, plenty of great wrestling. I like the Hardys. They're trying to kill themselves basically in wrestling still. I mean, I don't know why they still wrestle, but anyway. All right, very quickly, we'll save this for the next segment. Pornhub has got their most searched things. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Bill Goldberg and what he had to say about Vince McMahon when we get back. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. One more segment to go. Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Ride on a big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
Show. On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, headed to the top of the hour. What do we got coming up after us? I know it's not Atlanta soccer tonight.
No, we got Day Day.
Oh, Day Day, yeah.
Next.
Okay, all right. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. All right, we were going to get to this in That's Life. So, Dom, here's the most popular searches of 2023 on Pornhub. So, let's see here. The company unveiled its searches on last week. The mature category is now the seventh most viewed worldwide, according to a Pornhub press release, surging in popularity by a staggering 69%.
Wow.
Anyway. And no, the number is not a typo. Searches with the word granny grew by 132%, while GILF spiked by 168% when compared year over year. Okay, they said the company had a drastic increase in size related searches. Let's see here. The terms big, bigger, biggest collectively grew by 177% worldwide,
okay,
while searches containing huge ballooned by 67%. Meanwhile, amid the ongoing war in the Ukraine and Middle East, searches containing the word soldier were up 332%. And with growing interest in AI programs such as, and I have no idea what this is, ChatGPT.
That's funny. That's very, ChatGPT is basically the AI system that kids have been using to like cheat and do their homework for them.
Okay. Well, it's perhaps unsurprising that searches for robot grew by 304%. Terms like sex robot, AI robot, and 3D robot were also among the most popular. The top countries for traffic in 2023. The United States is literally about three times as much as the next leading company or country. Any idea what the number two country is as far as countries by traffic on Pornhub?
And who? What was number one again?
Oh, the U.S.
U.S.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it's three times as much
as everyone
the number
else.
Two, yeah.
Number two, India. I'm just gonna say off of sheer volume and how many people are there. India.
Nope. The Philippines was
really?
Number two.
Huh.
Philippines two. France number three. Mexico three. The UK four. The UK five and Japan number six.
Japan. Okay.
Then it's Germany, Italy, Canada, Brazil, Spain, Poland, Australia, Ukraine, Netherlands, Argentina, Colombia, Egypt, Chile, and Sweden. Let's see here. The company also disclosed that Americans were the most prolific users. Philippines were second.
What does most prolific user mean?
Well, let me tell you. So I don't know if you know any of the actresses that would frequent.
Okay.
Okay. So the number one most, the website's most popular porn star.
Okay.
Is 25-year-old Miami native Abella Danger.
I'm aware of her work.
Okay. Number two is absolutely one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Angela White.
Okay. Yes.
Is number two. The company disclosed that Americans were the most prolific users, blah, 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 blah. Oh, here is the most popular, so by state, okay?
Okay.
Top relative searches on Pornhub, okay? So the number one top search on Pornhub in the state of Georgia was Ebony Solo.
Ebony Solo, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
In New Mexico, it's Native American. California is Asian stepmom.
That's funny.
Oregon is nudist. Texas is creamy. Iowa is cartoon porn. Indiana is chubby.
Okay.
Wisconsin is swingers. Michigan is bondage.
Okay.
Pennsylvania is big boobies.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina is bubble butt. Florida is fantasy. Louisiana is big black. You can figure out the rest. Hawaii is Hawaiian.
On brand.
Alaska is sex doll. Time spent per visit. This is by state. So it's like how many minutes?
How many minutes? Okay.
Okay. What do you think the number one, number two states are for longest time spent per visit on Pornhub?
Per state. I'm going to go California.
They are not even
not
even in this list, because there's what, 2, 4, 6,
Texas.
8. Texas. So they're not in the top 10 longest, and they're not in the top 10 shortest.
Interesting. How about Texas?
Texas is on neither the longest or shortest list.
Huh.
The average visit, by the way, is 9 minutes and 51 seconds.
Okay.
That's an increase of 16 seconds year over year.
Getting better.
Here is the longest time spent per visit in the country. Maryland is number one with 11 minutes and 31 seconds. Then Rhode Island is number two at 11 minutes, 11 seconds. New Jersey is number three at 11 minutes and 9 seconds. And then for the shortest amount of time, 8 minutes and 21 seconds is the shortest. That's Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay. Oregon is 8 minutes and 58 seconds. And Washington is 9 minutes and 5 seconds. I'm trying to see because Georgia is not on either one of these lists. I'm trying to see like changes year over year. Believe it or not, Texas is down 31% in longest duration year over year. But Georgia is not on either the longest or they're not in the top 10 of longest or shortest or biggest, you know, increase or decrease.
So we're average. We're average. We're steady.
Yeah, they said that again, the site the average visit time is up 16 seconds on there. So there's your Pornhub numbers.
There we
For 2022.
This is stuff we needed to know.
I'm a big fan of that Angela White, but that's another time for another day or whatever like that.
Very good actress.
Is that what she is? This is a funny story. So Bill Goldberg, who he said is his birthday today, here's a quote about this was on the Steven and Captain Evil show. You ever heard of this?
No.
Steven and Captain Evil show. Here's what Bill Goldberg had to say, talking about Vince McMahon, okay? You know who Vince McMahon and Goldberg is and everything.
Yes, of course.
So I don't have to explain it. All right, quote, "I owe him everything. Until we went to Saudi Arabia and he asked me to put Roman Reigns over and I had COVID, I remember calling him from my house and said, listen, here's the deal. I'll do it if you give me a retirement match. Problem is, he never held up his end of the bargain. Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite as far as I'm concerned." Now, there's been a lot of speculation about, again, Sting is going to have his last match.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. Ric Flair had whatever that was, his last match or whatever like that. So that's a thing in wrestling, right? I mean, so Goldberg wanted a last match. And
right.
There's been chatter about whether or not he would go to AEW specifically to get a last match, okay? Because it looks like, because again, with Vince not in charge anymore, doesn't look like, maybe he will get one, you know, in the new WWE that Endeavor has and all that good kind of stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. It's poor Bill Goldberg did not get his retirement match. But he went over. Look, I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over to Saudi Arabia because they get hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. Now, again, you may end up on the tarmac in the plane for 8 hours. Okay, you may not be able to get out of the country for a day or two, but you know that's part of doing business or whatever like that. So, but I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over there and do all of that. So there you go, Bill Goldberg, who I used to work out at one of his. He used to have a gym/dojo on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, right there at Roswell Road and was it Johnson Ferry? Might have been Johnson Ferry. It was right in the heart of Sandy Springs that he used to have like a karate dojo and he had like a gym. It was an old Australian Body Works gym that they converted and had to all of that. So, and I've had a chance to have Bill on the show. I've met Bill before and all that kind of stuff. So Bill's a good dude. I mean, obviously he was just here a few weeks ago for when they had the 98 Falcons, you know, here, and the Tampa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Athletes, so I like.
I don't know. Archie's probably pretty proud.
him as well. I went a little off the board and had some fun with it here. I had the Mario Brothers.
Okay.
And then I also have the Wayans Brothers. Comedy reasons.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
And then of course I have the Murphys. Eddie and Charlie. R.I.P. to Charlie Murphy.
Yes. The late great Charlie Murphy.
Absolutely. I also have an honorable mention, even though they are not actually related, just because it's ridiculous how much they look alike and someone's dad was fooling around. Javier Bardem and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. If you ever just look at them next to each other, I legitimately can't tell them apart.
Well, isn't
sometimes.
He born in Spain?
I think so. I believe Javier Bardem is.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan. It's just for them to not be related at all, for them to look as similar as they do.
Maybe their dad got all around.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he was dropping seed in America. Because I think Jeffrey Dean Morgan is American.
Yes.
But I think Javier Bardem was born in Spain.
Yeah.
I think he's from Spain. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think he was born in Spain. So.
They look just alike, though.
Okay. The Steiner Brothers.
Love it.
I've got the Kelseys on my list as well. I've got the Mannings on my list as well. The Harbaughs. Jim and John.
Yes, of course.
I like the Harbaughs. I think John is one of the better coaches all time in the NFL. The Wilkins Brothers. Gerald and Dominique. Obviously, you know, Dominique Wilkins here,
yeah,
but Gerald also his brother. I can't even read my writing on here now. Owen and Bret Hart, had to have them on the list. The Everly Brothers, famous singing duo, who were the most popular, they were the most successful duo until Hall and Oates took over. But they're not brothers. They're not, and they're not even friends anymore. So anyway, Dory Jr. and Terry Funk. The Funks.
Okay.
Dory Sr., their father. The Allman Brothers.
Okay.
Dwayne and Greg. And then, what did I write down there?
As we're going through this, now a bunch of are starting to hit me. Like, I want to say, like, the Hardy Brothers.
Oh, yeah. The Negroes.
Yeah.
And then I had I said the Wilkins as well on there. So I was all over the board. Plenty of wrestlers on there too. Plenty of great wrestling. I like the Hardys. They're trying to kill themselves basically in wrestling still. I mean, I don't know why they still wrestle. But anyway, all right. Very quickly, we'll save this. We'll save this for the next segment. Pornhub has got their most searched things. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Bill Goldberg and what he had to say about Vince McMahon when we get back. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. One more segment to go. Sports Radio, 910 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Ride on a big bird, and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
Show. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, headed to the top of the hour. What do we got coming up after us? I know it's not Atlanta soccer tonight.
No, we got Day Day.
Oh, Day Day, yeah. Okay, all right. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. All right, we were going to get to this in That's Life. So, Dom, here's the most popular searches of 2023 on Pornhub. So, the company unveiled its searches on last week. The mature category is now the seventh most viewed worldwide, according to a Pornhub press release, surging in popularity by a staggering 69%.
Wow.
Anyway, and no, the number is not a typo. Searches with the word granny grew by 132%, while GILF spiked by 168% when compared year over year. Okay? They said the company had a drastic increase in size-related searches. Let's see here. The terms big, bigger, biggest collectively grew by 177% worldwide, while searches containing huge ballooned by 67%. Meanwhile, amid the ongoing war in the Ukraine and Middle East, searches containing the word soldier were up 332%. And with growing interest in AI programs such as, and I have no idea what this is, ChatGPT.
That's funny. That's very, ChatGPT is basically the AI system that kids have been using to like cheat and do their homework for them.
Okay. Well, it's perhaps unsurprising that searches for robot grew by 304%. Terms like sex robot, AI robot, and 3D robot were also among the most popular. The top countries for traffic in 2023. The United States is literally about three times as much as the next leading company or country. Any idea what the number two country is as far as countries by traffic on Pornhub?
And who? What was number one again?
Oh, the U.S.
U.S.
Yeah, I mean, literally, two? it's three times as much as
everyone
the number
else?
Two. Yeah.
Number two, India? I'm just going to say off of sheer volume and how many people are there. India?
Nope. The Philippines was
really?
Number two.
Huh.
Philippines, two. France, number three. Mexico, three. The UK, four. The UK, five. And Japan, number six.
Japan. Okay.
Then it's Germany, Italy, Canada, Brazil, Spain, Poland, Australia, Ukraine, Netherlands, Argentina, Colombia, Egypt, Chile, and Sweden. Let's see here. The company also disclosed that Americans were the most prolific users. Philippines were second.
What does most prolific user mean?
Well, let me tell you. So I don't know if you know any of the actresses that would frequent.
Okay.
The number one most, the website's most popular porn star is 25-year-old Miami native Abella Danger.
I'm aware of her work.
Okay. Number two is absolutely one of my favorites, Angela White.
Okay, yes.
Number two. The company disclosed that Americans were the most prolific users, blah, 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 blah. Oh, here is the most popular, so by state, okay?
Okay.
Top relative searches on Pornhub, okay? So the number one top search on Pornhub in the state of Georgia was Ebony Solo.
Ebony Solo, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
In New Mexico, it's Native American. California is Asian stepmom.
That's funny.
Oregon is nudist. Texas is creamy. Iowa is cartoon porn. Indiana is chubby.
Okay.
Wisconsin is swingers. Michigan is bondage.
Okay.
Pennsylvania is big boobies.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina is bubble butt. Florida is fantasy. Louisiana is big black. You can figure out the rest. Hawaii is Hawaiian.
On brand.
Alaska is sex doll. Time spent per visit. This is by state. So it's like how many minutes?
How many minutes? Okay.
Okay. What do you think the number one, number two states are for longest time spent per visit on Pornhub?
Per state. I'm going to go California.
They are not even in this list because there's what, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Texas.
So they're not in the top 10 longest, and they're not in the top 10 shortest.
Interesting. How about Texas?
Texas is on neither the longest or shortest list.
Huh.
The average visit, by the way, is 9 minutes and 51 seconds.
Okay.
That's an increase of 16 seconds year over year.
Getting better.
Here is the longest time spent per visit in the country. Maryland is number one with 11 minutes and 31 seconds. Then Rhode Island is number two at 11 minutes, 11 seconds. New Jersey is number three at 11 minutes and 9 seconds. And then for the shortest amount of time, 8 minutes and 21 seconds is the shortest. That's Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay.
Oregon is 8 minutes and 58 seconds. And Washington is 9 minutes and 5 seconds. I'm trying to see because Georgia is not on either one of these lists. I'm trying to see like changes year over year. Believe it or not, Texas is down 31% in longest duration year over year. But Georgia is not on either the longest or they're not in the top 10 of longest or shortest or biggest, you know, increase or decrease.
So we're average. We're average. We're steady.
Yeah, they said that again, the site the average visit time is up 16 seconds on there. So there's your Pornhub numbers.
There we go.
For 2022.
This is stuff we needed to know.
I'm a big fan of that Angela White, but that's another time for another day or whatever like that.
Very good actress.
Is that what she is? So this is a funny story. So Bill Goldberg, who he said is his birthday today, here's a quote about this was on the Stephen and Captain Evil show. You ever heard of this?
No.
Stephen and Captain Evil show. Here's what Bill Goldberg had to say, talking about Vince McMahon, okay? You know who Vince McMahon and Goldberg is? And
yes, of course.
So I don't have to explain it. All right, quote, "I owe him everything. Until we went to Saudi Arabia and he asked me to put Roman Reigns over. And I had COVID. I remember calling him from my house and said, listen, here's the deal. I'll do it if you give me a retirement match. Problem is, he never held up his end of the bargain. Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite as far as I'm concerned." Now, there's been a lot of speculation about, again, Sting is going to have his last match.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. Ric Flair had whatever that was, his last match or whatever like that. So that's a thing in wrestling, right? I mean, so Goldberg wanted a last match. And right. There's been chatter about whether or not he would go to AEW specifically to get a last match, okay? Because mm-hmm. It looks like, because again, with Vince not in charge anymore, doesn't look like, maybe he will get one, you know, in the new WWE right. that Endeavor has and all that good mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite, as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. It's poor Bill Goldberg did not get his retirement match. But again, he went over. Look, I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over to Saudi Arabia because they get hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. Now, again, you may end up on the tarmac in the plane for 8 hours. Okay, you may not be able to get out of the country for a day or two. But, you know, that's part of doing business or whatever like that. So, but I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over there and do all of that. So there you go. Bill Goldberg, who I used to work out at one of his – he used to have a gym/dojo mm-hmm. on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, right there at Roswell Road and was it Johnson Ferry? Might have been Johnson Ferry. It was it right in the heart of Sandy Springs
right.
that he used to have like a karate dojo, and he had like a gym. That was an old Australian Body Works uh-huh. Gym that they converted
yeah.
and had to all of that. So, and I've had a chance to have Bill on the show. I've met Bill before and all that kind of stuff. So Bill's a good dude. I mean, obviously he was just here a few weeks ago for when they had the 98 Falcons, you know, here and mm-hmm. the Tampa game. Where
okay.
he speared that guy on the field in the end zone and all mm-hmm. that good kind of stuff. So there you go. So,
also, to put a bow on our Pornhub conversation, Josh was just in here and he was talking to me. He said that he saw Bella Danger at like a grocery store off of Buford Highway a few months ago, not too long ago. He said he spoke to her. She's a very nice woman.
Yeah, she's like 25.
Yeah.
Wonder if that Angela White's roaming around in any grocery stores anyway. So, you know, there used to, and I don't know if there still is. We got to go here, but there used to be in the early mid 90s,
mm-hmm.
there was a pretty good adult porno film thing, like in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of porn that was done in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know, like. 93, 94, 95. Like, I remember some of those. Well,
Freaknik
I remember.
Times.
Yeah, and I remember talking to some people that there was a pretty good porn industry here, you know, in the mid 90s and stuff like that. I mean, look, these strip clubs were very prevalent, you know, in this town, you know, and especially like in the mid 90s and stuff like that. So there was a pretty good porn industry here in Atlanta for a few years. So. Anyway, all right, going to wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Key Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
If you don't have an opinion, he'll give you one.
He's blunt.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, wrapping things up on the Love with the Love TKO. Day Day's coming up next. Now that high school football season's over and everything, so. But anyway, before we get out of here, though, I gotta let you hear what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
All right, we will. We got NFL football coming up tomorrow night, and then Hawks are on Friday. So we'll be back with you next week, as always. As we're coming down to the last home stretch of football, so we'll be getting on air a little bit more here as football season wraps up. So we'll see how that all goes. But anyway, so anything coming up, Day-Day? Anything specific that you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, as you said, football season has come to an end, but basketball, swimming, wrestling, all in full effect. And this time of year, lots of tournaments.
Nice.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball tournaments, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so going to get into some of that and some pretty cool, interesting holiday stories, I'll say.
Okay, perfect. All right. Day Day's coming up next for you. For Dom, who's now producing, we got to get out of here. We'll see you, AMF.
'Cause the loser.
I'm going to go California.
They are not even not even in this list, because there's what, 2, 4, 6, 8.
Texas.
So they're not in the top 10 longest, and they're not in the top 10 shortest.
Interesting. How about Texas?
Texas is on neither the longest or shortest list.
Huh.
The average visit, by the way, is 9 minutes and 51 seconds.
Okay.
That's an increase of 16 seconds year over year.
Getting better.
Here is the longest time spent per visit in the country. Maryland is number one with 11 minutes and 31 seconds. Then Rhode Island is number two at 11 minutes, 11 seconds. New Jersey is number three at 11 minutes and 9 seconds. And then for the shortest amount of time, 8 minutes and 21 seconds is the shortest. That's Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay.
Oregon is 8 minutes and 58 seconds. And Washington is 9 minutes and 5 seconds. I'm trying to see, because Georgia is not on either one of these lists. I'm trying to see, like, changes year over year. Believe it or not, Texas is down 31% in longest duration year over year. But Georgia is not on either the longest or they're not in the top 10 of longest or shortest or biggest, you know, increase or decrease.
So we're average. We're average. We're steady.
Yeah, they said that again, the site, the average visit time is up 16 seconds on there. So there's your Pornhub numbers.
There we go.
For 2022.
This is stuff we needed to know.
I'm a big fan of that Angela White, but that's another time for another day or whatever like that.
Very good actress.
Is that what she is? So this is a funny story. So Bill Goldberg, who we said is his birthday today, here's a quote about this was on the Steven and Captain Evil show. You ever heard of this?
No.
Steven and Captain Evil show. Here's what Bill Goldberg had to say, talking about Vince McMahon, okay? You know who Vince McMahon and Goldberg is? And
yes, okay, of course.
So I don't have to explain it. All right, quote, "I owe him everything. Until we went to Saudi Arabia and he asked me to put Roman Reigns over and I had COVID, I remember calling him from my house and said, listen, here's the deal. I'll do it if you give me a retirement match. Problem is, he never held up his end of the bargain. Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite as far as I'm concerned." Now, there's been a lot of speculation about, again, Sting is going to have his last match.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. Ric Flair had whatever that was, his last match or whatever like that. So that's a thing in wrestling, right? I mean, so Goldberg wanted a last match. And
right,
there's been chatter about whether or not he would go to AEW specifically to get a last match, okay? Because it looks like, because again, with Vince not in charge anymore, doesn't look like, maybe he will get one, you know, in the new WWE that Endeavor has and all that good kind of stuff. But as far as I'm concerned, Vince McMahon is a piece of shiite as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. It's poor Bill Goldberg did not get his retirement match. But and again, he went over. Look, I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over to Saudi Arabia, because they get hundreds of millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia. Now, again, you may end up on the tarmac in the plane for 8 hours. Okay, you may not be able to get out of the country for a day or two, but you know, that's part of doing business or whatever like that. So, but I guarantee he got paid a fortune to go over there and do all of that. So there you go. Bill Goldberg, who I used to work out at one of his, he used to have a gym/dojo on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, right there at Roswell Road. And was it Johnson Ferry? Might have been Johnson Ferry. It was it right in the heart of Sandy Springs,
right,
that he used to have like a karate dojo, and he had like a gym. That was an old Australian Body Works gym that they converted and had to all of that. So, and I've had a chance to have Bill on the show. I've met Bill before and all that kind of stuff. So Bill's a good dude. I mean, obviously he was just here a few weeks ago for when they had the 98 Falcons, you know, here, and the Tampa game where he speared that guy on the field in the end zone and all that good kind of stuff. So there you go. So,
also, to put a bow on our Pornhub conversation, Josh was just in here and he was talking to me. He said that he saw a Bella Danger at like a grocery store off of Buford Highway a few months ago, not too long ago. He said he spoke to her. She's a very nice woman.
Yeah, she's like 25.
Yeah.
Wonder if that Angela White's roaming around in any grocery stores anyway. So, you know, there used to, and I don't know if there still is. We got to go here, but there used to be in the early mid 90s, there was a pretty good adult porno film thing, like in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot of porn that was done in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, like 93, 94, 95. Like, I remember some of those. Well,
Freaknik
I remember.
Times.
And I remember talking to some people that there was a pretty good porn industry here, you know, in the mid 90s and stuff like that. I mean, look, these strip clubs were very prevalent, you know, in this town, you know, and especially like in the mid 90s and stuff like that. So there was a pretty good porn industry here in Atlanta for a few years. So. Anyway, all right, going to wrap it up with the Love TKO up next. Chuck in the Key Studios, Sports Radio 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
If you don't have an opinion, he'll give you one.
He's blunt.
It's the John Chuckery Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, wrapping things up on the Love with the Love TKO. Day Day's coming up next. Now that high school football season's over and everything, so. But anyway, before we get out of here, though, I gotta let you hear what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears.
All right, we will. We got NFL football coming up tomorrow night, and then Hawks are on Friday. So we'll be back with you next week, as always. As we're coming down to the last home stretch of football, so we'll be getting on air a little bit more here as football season wraps up. So we'll see how that all goes. But anyway, so anything coming up, Day Day? Anything specific that you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, as you said, football season has come to an end, but basketball, swimming, wrestling, all in full effect. And this time of year, lots of tournaments.
Nice.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball tournaments, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, so going to get into some of that and some pretty cool, interesting holiday stories, I'll say.
Okay, perfect. All right. Day Day's coming up next for you. For Dom, who's now producing, we got to get out of here. We'll see you, AMF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.